Welcome back to Max Inc. Heavy here on Devil Radio 92.7. I'm Rocker here with you till midnight. And right now, with albums called Abbey Load and the Masterful Mystery Tour and the latest release, the Devolver album, you might be able to guess the name of our next artist here on Max Inc. Heavy. They are from Milwaukee and they are aptly called Beatallica. The band recently signed with Metal Assault Records and earlier this month released the Devolver album. On the phone with us from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is vocalist, writer, ranger, and guitarist James Lenfield. James, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Devil Radio 92.7 in the Mad City.
Rocker, how you doing, man? Hey, I thought you, when you were saying, you can only guess, or I bet you can guess, like, what band this is, you know, just by giving the album titles.
Yeah.
I know that there's people out there saying, dude, I totally have that Huey Lewis in the News album. But, you know, like a lot of bands, they might have the same album name or the same song name. We are not Huey Lewis in the News. We are Beatallica.
Beatallica. Well, this isn't the first go-around fusing the Beatles and Metallica. For our listeners who may not be familiar with Beatallica, tell us about the band and how you got started mashing music.
Okay, well, I mean, the band is essentially what the title sounds like. It's Beatles, Metallica, happy mashup. But we use plenty of original songwriting, song crafting within the tunes, you know, especially on the Devolver album. I would say that this album has the most inclusion of that. You know, a lot of Beatles sensibilities, you know, chord structures, you know, song sensibilities, you know, melody type things, but we're not directly lifting, so we don't have to worry about copyright infringement or anything like that with the Beatles, because that would be, that's illegal. You know, so we don't want to do that. You know what I mean? We have our agreement with Q Prime and Creeping Death Publishing and everything, and those guys have been great. So when you listen to Beatallica song, like for example the single Wherever and Everywhere, you're going to recognize a partial riff from Wherever I May Roam, but the rest of that stuff, I mean, that might be a lot of Beatle chord structure, but not directly lifted from something. And there's a lot of bands that do things like that, Cheap Trick, you know, huge Beatlesque influence band, King's X, things like that. So imagine things like that. But we're thrashier, obviously, than those bands because of our other parent influence of Metallica and old school thrash, you know. So
now I read quotes from the Metallica band members giving Beatallica praises, which almost seems ironic in the aftermath of Napster. What did you think when Metallica gave you the nod of approval?
Well, number one, thank you. Let's just start with thank you. But number two, honestly, man, it's like, I can't really say that I'm surprised just looking, you know, at the generosity of that band. I mean, you bring up Napster, and, you know, other people have brought up Napster. That is so ancient history.
Yeah.
the whole Napster thing.
And I had, like, to look up, like, the name. I had forgotten it.
I know. Right. You know, and it's like when technology like that first comes out, it can be scary, you know, because it was this new thing. People don't know how to handle it. You know, what is this thing? It's going to wreck the world. You know what I mean? Obviously, it hasn't. Metallica is doing just fine, you know. But when new stuff comes out like that and people don't know what it is, the less educated you are on it, it becomes scarier, you know. And
well, Beatallica sounds pretty scary, dude.
It can be for some people, considering some of the comments we get, you know, but it's like, it's such an ancient topic, you know. And if you look at Metallica's history, it's how generous they are with All Within My Hands, you know, and that whole charitable donation program that they do. It's like, not surprising that they would give us permission to do it, but it's surprising at how cool they are and how receptive they are and how quick they are to get back a hold of it. I mean, I just talked to their guy at Q Prime just via via email on Thursday, you know what I mean? So of this week, you know, we get back and forth real good, and the relationship isn't scary or weird or anything like that. It's just nothing like that at all.
Now, you recently released a new album on Metal Assault Records label. Tell us about this journey and releasing the new record, the Devolver album.
Well, it was a long and arduous one, of course. You know, over the last couple of years, you know, I mean, everyone's been dealing with it, you know, wanting to play gigs, wanting to even get together, you know, with bandmates and things like that, of course, you know, so that takes time. But, you know, when it comes down to writing a record, that not only does that also take time, but, you know, we had, you know, band members that had some family things that they really needed to pay attention to.
Yeah.
And that's totally cool and totally understandable, you know? So that took some time, as well as, getting in with, our new label, getting in with Metal Assault, you know, that takes time and arranging that structure and then starting to record, you know, and getting all that stuff together. So, you know, we've had some of these songs in the can, and we've been doing some of them live, God, for like 3-4 years, like, Here Comes Revenge, which made the record. We did that on our last tour, last big tour, which was in 2000, I think it was 18 or something like that. So we've had that in the bank for a while, you know, but now it just finally made an album. You know, so we're happy that it's out. That's totally great. We actually have other material that we didn't release, but we recorded in the sessions, you know, so we're expecting that the next time they release a record, it's not going to be quite as long, you know, and that the world is going to be for the better and things like that.
Keep some in the vault.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we you know, maybe we release an EP with it. Maybe we start composing some other songs and we release a full length. That, you know, TBD on that one, you know what I mean? So that,
yep.
We'll get through the Devolver album stuff first, and then we'll start worrying about that. So
what do fans experience at a Beatallica show?
Well, it should be. This is what it should be. It should be camaraderie with buds, having a couple cold ones, or maybe not cold ones, you know. Just like a lot of other rock bands, man, you want to get together and have fun with tunes, you know. Music should be fun. In our case, music can be a little bit mind-twisting, educational. Maybe I didn't think of this way before, but now I can kind of see it, you know, sort of thing. But it's definitely meant to be a good time.
Now, you know,
Metallica is always about a good time.
Are you going to be touring for the new album?
Yeah, we know that we have plans in the works. You know, we work with some agencies here in the Midwest, and obviously, you know, our label's out in LA, but we have other connections here in the Midwest. So, short answer on that, yes. Do we know when? No. Is it being planned? Yes. you know, but it, you know, the world is opening, but it's not fully opened, you know, and some of these things that we wanted to do, it just seems like it's a little early, you know. It's like, you know, I mean, I was supposed to be in Madison earlier this year to go see Dinosaur Jr. at the Barrymore, and it's like, I was watching that tour, and I'm watching, it's like, man, it's going to get canceled, you know what I mean? And it did, you know, bands at Summerfest, you know, fortunately our gig went off, which was great. You know, but the Pixies dropped, Indigo Girls dropped, you know, bands of all sorts, you know, I was supposed to go see Clonid at the Pabst Theater. That show has been 2.5 years now in the making, cause it keeps getting canceled, you know, because Borknagar canceled their tour, Testament dropped their tour, you know, so these are bands of all sorts that are still dropping their stuff, you know, because of the state of the world. So it's like, we can make all the plans that we want, but we want them to go off. We don't want them to get planned and then get halted. And then, you know, you're kind of starting over. We're better off just waiting right now. So we have some, we have strategies. We know what we want to do. We're kind of giving it a little bit of time. We're looking at calendars and stuff. We got some dates coming up next month, you know, in conjunction with the record release. One's in Chicago on Friday, December 10th. And we're doing a Wisconsin one on Saturday, December 11th at the Bend Theater. It's a new theater that opened up in West Bend, Wisconsin, just outside Milwaukee. So that should be really cool. And that's all ages, you know. So if you went to our, like, you know, our Facebook pages and our IG and our website, those dates are on there and tickets are on sale, you know, and those are going to be cool.
So keep up with you guys online for the latest information. Is what's your website?
Vitalica.org. .com will get you there. But the official is .org. Weird. Listen to this. So it's like when we got an Instagram, right? You know, because we're old dudes, you know what I mean? We're not like 20, you know, so like, oh, okay, we should probably get an Instagram, you know, right. So we get Instagram. And so we sign up there and we're okay, Vitalica. Well, someone already had it.
Oh my so goodness, we're like, really?
We're like, who, what else is Vitalica? Is it a toaster? Or, I mean, what is it? You know, so we had to do Vitalica Band, like, no lie, that's what it is, you know. So we're Vitalica Band on Instagram, you know, as if we could be anything else, you know. So.
Hilarious. James, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us tonight on Max and Kevy. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, man, anytime, dude. We want to see you up in Madison sometime, you know. That'd be great. I know that it's been a while since you and I have kind of caught up in person and everything like that, but that would be that'd be definitely something to do for next year. Put that on the list, you know.
Yeah, man. Well, let's check out the new single from the Devolver album called Whenever and Everywhere. Tell us a little bit about this song before we listen.
Well, you're going to hear a little bit of that classic Metallica riff, but not quite. You are going to hear some sort of Beatlesque chord progressions and maybe some harmony layer, but it's not directly lifted. So you're going to get these ideas that kind of float around within this song. So you'll get it. You'll recognize it, but it's new and you'll wonder why. It's like a deja vu thing. It's like, man, I've heard this before, but I haven't heard this before. And we're the only weird band that has the longest song on the record as their, you know, as their single.
Nice.
You know, so, you know, figure that out.
Well, let's hear it right now. This is brand new Vitalica, Wherever and Everywhere, from the Devolver album. This is Max and Kevy, Devil Radio 92.7.
Rock out.
This is Nick from The First Rule, and all my friends suck. You're listening to MaxSync Radio, radio for the people.
All my friends suck, and I'll tell you why. They never want to go, I never want to chill, no matter how hard I try. All my friends suck, it's worse than that. They never want to FaceTime, never want to call, and never ever text me back. I can see that you read my message, and you still haven't responded yet. What happened to always going out to shows, and 7 nights a week staying out to bar clothes? Is this just the way life goes? Does anybody know what happened to calling to see what's up? That 4 a.m. text just saved card stuck. Is this just growing up, or do all my friends suck? All my friends suck, what can I say? They've all got married, got jobs, got kids, with more babies on the way. All my friends suck, they've got new lives. They can't commit to anything without first checking with their wives. It's great to see you again. I think the last time was your kid's birthday last year. What happened to always going out to shows, and 7 nights a week staying out to bar close? Is this just the way life goes? Does anybody know what happened to calling to see what's up? That 4 a.m. text just to say your car's stuck. Is this just growing up, or do all my friends suck? Interested to all my band shows, but I haven't seen you come out to one yet. What happened to always going out to shows, and 7 nights a week staying out to bar close? Is this just the way life goes? Does anybody know what happened to calling to see what's up? That 4 a.m. text just to say your car's stuck. Is this just growing up, or do all my friends suck? All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All your friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All our friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All
all his friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All her friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All their friends suck.
All my 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 friends suck.
All your friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All our friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All his friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All her friends suck.
All my friends suck.
My bandmates suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck, and so do I.
You are tuned in to Radio for the People, MaxSync Radio.
Talk! Hey, Jimmy K here. You already know that Max Inc. Radio plays local independent music. So what are you waiting for? Send us your new music. We are always looking for new music for on-air playback, interviews, and live performances in the Devil's Lair. Just click submit on the website, maxincradio.com. Get your name and music out there. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
All right, hey, this is Rocker back at you with Max and Kevy here on Devil Radio 92.7. We had just heard Direct Hit, that was Blood on Your Tongue, and before that, first rule, all my friends suck, except for James from Metallica. That was pretty cool that he called in, and we were able to find out about that and play some brand new music. We'll be right back. Last Crack, Essential Last Crack is next.
Live music is back. Stay up to date with all the shows with the Max Inc. Live Music Calendar, Madison's most comprehensive listing of live music anywhere. Search by your favorite venue, band, or...